This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here, First Baptist Church of Algiers, formerly located in New Orleans. Now we're located at Walker, Louisiana. But this is the old Trailblazer broadcast, and we're bringing you these studies now on demon possession, Satan and his territory, Satan and his reign, all of those things, how that Satan has dominion over the prince of the, he is the prince and power of the air, and also the God of this world. And the God of every world order. And we've been trying to bring those things out. And we see that every individual who is saved, who the Lord has saved, born again, that individual realizes he's been delivered from the kingdom of Satan and from the rule of Satan, from the power of Satan, and that he's been translated into the kingdom of the Son of God and made a child of the Heavenly Father. What a revelation, my friend. To wake up one day when the Lord saves you, to realize that all your life you've been a prisoner of Satan, a captive of Satan. And I know folks will foo-foo that. I know that. Make fun, laugh, say that Satan's only an influence. No. No, Satan is a living, real person. We've been studying those things. Go back there and see where he was created. He was a prince in the power, the most beautiful angel in heaven. He was led the universe in worship. And sin was found in him, and he was cast out. But listen, that individual finds himself, God's child, that individual born again, finds himself still in the world, yet not in the world. Christ will shortly take upon his shoulders that which was once committed unto Satan. Now, brother, if you understand that great truth, you'll understand what we're fighting. We're fighting a losing battle. I know that. You see, Satan lost his rule as king over the universe when he fell, and he wants to get it back. Therefore, he set himself up as God to be worshipped, saying, I will be like the Most High. But Jehovah God transferred it all to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason Satan hates Christ with a passion, with a venom that you cannot understand. That's the reason you hate Christ if you're not saved. Did you know that? Yes, you hate the Lord. How does that manifest it? You want to have your own way. When he puts his finger on a rotten spot in your life, when he wants to lead you down a straight and narrow path, no, no. Listen, Christ will shortly take upon his shoulders that which was once committed to Satan. And in God's first order or first arrangement, everything was perfect. But when Satan sinned, everything was thrown into disorder. And when the times of restitution arrive, the original order of things will begin to be restored in Christ's millennial reign here on this earth. Oh, my friend, folks deny the millennial reign of Christ, foo-foo it with all the audacity they have, but it's God's word. That's the reason the unsaved preachers that have talked about recently, unsaved religionists and the Bible teachers, hate the millennial reign of Christ. And that's the reason they hate the second coming of Christ and scoff at it, because Satan is their father. They're led and directed, and he does not want Christ to return. No, he doesn't want Christ to return. During the millennial reign, Christ on this earth, Christ and his church, that is, the members which have been made like unto him, are to reign over the earth and its inhabitants. We get a picture here of how Satan, before his fall, as the great governing head of the Almighty, assisted by the glorious created beings of his own nature, ruled over the sinless dwellers upon the earth, at which time he directed the worship of his subjects and expounded to them the oracles of the mighty Creator. When the Lord Jesus Christ walked down the road to Emmaus, he expounded the oracles and teachings of God regarding grace. Then they said, "Didn't our hearts burn within us?" And won't it be gracious, my friend? You tell me you know the Lord. Won't it be gracious during the millennial reign of Christ to sit under the teachings of the Lord? It's so much that we don't understand. The old Trailblazer understands very little about the Bible. No, but it won't. We'll sit there and he'll take the Word of God and make it clear in every precept, every example, every teaching. And we'll sit there for 1,000 years and hear him teach the Word of God. Now, I'm looking forward to that day. Are you? Are you earthbound, my friend? Are you waiting patiently for the Lord to come? This weight of glory as governing head of the Almighty was more than Satan could bear. pride lifted up in his heart, and as a result, he fell from his obedience. In his fall, corruption appeared among his angels, because they had turned their worship from Jehovah God unto Satan. This corruption also descended to those who were in the flesh upon the earth in the remote ages before judgment ever fell upon this earth. How long the Lord God of heaven bore with his rebellion, how long he may have held out mercy to him, we do not know. But one day, judgment fell. You know, it matters not how long that the Lord tarries with you and puts up with you and patient with you. One day, if you never turn to the Lord, one day, if you never receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, one day, the Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That's what happened here. One day, judgment fell upon this earth. And listen, but this earth, as Genesis 1:2 says, was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Waters covered the face of the earth, and the pre-Adamic race fell under the mighty judgment hand of God. And it seems that the bodies of this pre-Adamic race were buried in the depths of the sea. This truth is brought out in Revelation 20, verse 13, in the record of the judgment of the great white throne. And listen, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. In the resurrection, it says, every man in his own order. 1 Corinthians 15:23. And the resurrection of the damned, the same truth will hold. Every man in his own order. It says in Revelation 20:13 that the sea gave up the dead which were in it. I know the common interpretation of that scripture is that it refers to those who died at sea, and the body was buried in the depths of the sea and is waiting for the resurrection. But if that's the interpretation, then why didn't the Holy Spirit say that following that, and the earth gave up the dead which were in it? I believe the sea here refers to the burying ground of that pre-Adamic race. That being so, then, in the resurrection of the damned, the first ones who will be raised from the dead and brought to judgment will be the pre-Adamic race that occupied this world, found there in Genesis 1:1. Would you go there and read that verse? Now let's just hold that truth for a few moments, and let's come back to the study of the subjects or the inhabitants of Satan's kingdom. Let's look there. The inhabitants of Satan's kingdom, which is one of darkness. Now follow me closely, if you will. First, there's Satan himself. Second, there are his angels, whom God had appointed to assist him in his government. They chose to follow him in rebellion rather than remain faithful to Jehovah. These fallen angels constitute the principalities, the powers, the world rulers of this darkness, according to Ephesians 6:12. But there's another class of Satan's subjects, which are brought before us more frequently. They are the demons, or the demon spirits, which we believe are the disembodied spirits of the pre-Adamic race. These demons are the same as evil and unclean spirits, as set forth in God's Word. Matthew 8:16 says, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Then in Luke 10:17 we read, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us through thy name. Then the Lord said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject to you. Now this is the truth throughout the Bible, that demons are spirits. They're called unclean spirits, wicked spirits, foul spirits, deaf and dumb spirits. Then in Luke 8:2, they're called evil spirits. Therefore, demons and evil spirits, that's synonymous. The angels are never called spirits. Now let's distinguish between angels and demons. Let's look there for a few moments. We've got a few minutes left. Angels are not disembodied spirits, but demons are. This distinction was very clearly understood by the Jews, because in Acts 23:9, the Pharisees cried out concerning Paul and said, we find no evil in this man, but if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him, let us not fight against God. So the Jews were very clear in their understanding of the difference between spirits and angels. We have found in our studies that in Satan's kingdom, there is Satan himself. There are fallen angels, which are his lieutenants, principalities, powers, and princes, which rule with him in his control of this earth. Then there are demon spirits, the disembodied spirits who are under his control, dwellers in his kingdom. Then we come to the fourth class, and that is every man out of Christ, every unsaved individual is a member of Satan's kingdom. The third chapter of Genesis sets forth the fall of man. We find in this chapter how Satan led man to his wreck and ruin, and how man surrendered this world back into the hands of Satan and became a subject of Satan, coming under Satan's complete control. And now man is held captive by Satan, led by captive, kept under his dominion. Satan is man's god, and man worships Satan. Satan is a religious being, my friend. He lives and moves in the realm of religion, in the realm of the spiritual. It is Satan's business today to make this world religious without Christ. And we have found in our study here how Satan was created to lead the worship of the universe. And his fall came about because he wanted to be like the Most High. That is, he worshiped himself and therefore set himself up as God, even saying, I will be as God or as God. Now, you let these truths sink in, will you? I'm hammering that thing home. I know I'm repeating some things I've said before, but I want you to get a clear concept of Satan and his mighty kingdom before we begin to study demon manifestation. So I wish you would. And this is the Old Trailblazer. We're happy to be here with you day in and day out. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And we're bringing these studies on demon possession. I believe they're timely. I believe we're living in a day when many of our folks are controlled and led by Satan. You don't see those things. You see the manifestation of the thing. And I have folks who laugh and make fun that Satan is just a evil person with a long pitchfork and a red flannel underwear suit on. No, my friend. Satan is the prince and the power of this air. If you're not saved, you're under his dominion. He guides and leads you where he wants you to go. But my friend, when God saves a sinner, he takes him out from under the realm of Satan and puts him there to be led by the Holy Spirit day in and day out. So it's a great thing to know the Lord. I wish I could sit down by your side and drink a cup of coffee with you sometime, and let's just talk about what the Lord means to God's child. And then it's interesting to learn these things about Satan, isn't it? Oh, he's a good old devil. You know, he never sleeps nor slumbers. No, sir, he doesn't. But my friend, I must be true to your soul. I have folks criticize me for coming down hard on sin, coming down hard on Satan. But I'm bringing you thus saith the Lord. I don't make this stuff up and tell it. It's God's word. I bring you scripture reference for everything we say. All these messages are on CDs, and if you'd like to have some of them, you write me. I'll quote you a price on the whole series. And then I wish you'd write me and let me hear from you. I need your help with the broadcast now. And I'm asking the Lord to give us some new stations. Wouldn't that be good? Would you help me with that? And get out the gospel. That's all we're doing here. We don't have an axe to grind, no. But would you write me and let me hear from you? Remember my mailing address, the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.